So while we're on the topic of really old food, let's move from ancient desserts to a finely aged appetizer. In fact, this delicacy has been waiting in a bottle for someone to eat it since 1876. 1876! Just to give you a sense of how old this food item is, it could have been the final snack for George Custer at Little Bighorn. This food could have been noshed on by Alexander Graham Bell as he invented the telephone.
Mr. Watson, come here. I want you.
I have something delicious to eat.
So what is this 135-year-old appetizer? The world's oldest pickle.
It looks like a cucumber, which it is. It looks like a pickle that you can buy in a store in the bigger ones.
James Boyle of Northport, Florida, owns the historical pickle. And actually, we're not sure it's the oldest. Guinness doesn't exactly keep track of such things.
And it's still got the juice inside of it. It's in an old medicine bottle from back then with the original cork. It's got the brown label on there, and it's written down that it was grown in the bottle July 15th, 1876.
Now, how does a scrumptious pickle last an entire century without someone wanting to relish it? I don't know, I think that joke worked out better in 1876. Well, there is something very special about this old pickle. It was grown inside the bottle. In the bottle. Boyle's great-grandmother in Illinois put a medicine bottle with a narrow neck around a baby cucumber, and it grew in there.
And she had pickled it and corked it, and it has been in the family ever since.
That's how it survived. You couldn't get it out of the bottle to eat it, even if you wanted to. Wait, does anybody actually want to eat it?
No.
Boyle doesn't know the name of his great-grandmother. All he knows is this pickle, passed down, you know, I'd say lovingly, but, well, you should really take a look at the pickle.
You know, a lot of people talk about heirlooms, you know, about jewelry and necklaces and things like that, but why would somebody pass down a pickle? That's just weird, you know, weird or whatever, but, you know, Midwesterners or farmers, and I don't know if that's what they did for fun back then, or we don't know any of that, but it's a fun thing.
And I'm sure his kids are really stoked knowing that someday they, too, will inherit the family brine.
If they want it, or, you know, it's sitting around, if somebody wants it and the price is right, you know, I'd probably sell it.
Make them an offer after you check out the picture of the pickle on our website, npr.org.